themselves are not represented or fully represented in the institutions of society, and that therefore mobilize to change the state of the institutions in order to have their interests and values represented. And so ultimately, the institution of society, and therefore the framework of society where we live, and our social practices, are always the result of a constant interaction between power and counterpower, between domination and counterdomination. And through these conflicts, negotiations, always unstable agreements, is how societies are produced, reproduced, always unstable, always in conflict. There's no such a thing as a quietly society, well organized, harmonious forever, on the functionalist theory. Such a type of human construction is usually called a cemetery. And it happens when everybody gets killed. This is the fundamental idea. So, second idea. Where is power? What is power? Well, power is not a thing, it's a relationship. It's a relationship between social actors. And in terms of the historical experience, power is exercised, you can have huge literature review, and lots of history, but fundamentally there are two forms of exercising power. The traditional one people think about is coercion. Is the monopoly of violence, usually in the state. I would add to Max Weber's definition, legitimate or not legitimate. So that's the source of, ultimately the ultimate source of power is the capacity to exercise violence or intimidation. The intimidation that if you don't abide by what I tell you, I always can go to the resort of violence, can be through judge, can be through judiciary, can be through due process, or simply a kill. People think this is the main source of power. Well, not. Throughout history, there's another intellectual tradition. Looking at the historical experience, I mean, let's say the Persian tradition goes from Machiavelli to Max Weber and beyond. Hobbes also is there. But there's another tradition that goes from Bertrand Russell to Foucault, and to some extent in the Marxist version, Gramsci and the construction of hegemony, which really refers to the ability to shape people's minds